He is young and unmarried. He got up late, washed carefully, shaved and dressed. He put on only the clothes he had bought in the city. The Natalie cut suit, the large tie the same colour as the shirt, the socks with zigzags, the cufflinks in the form of golden wheels. He arranged the handkerchief in his breast pocket. Most Sundays he and two friends take the bus to the city centre. These outings are like rehearsals, preparing them for the performance. The performance will be when he will have a car, when he will drive back to the village, when he will be the man who knows the city like the back of his own hand, who no longer lives in a barracks but has a flat of his own, a residence permit, a list of telephone numbers, and who will then have decided to marry a girl from his own country and bring her back as his bride to the metropolis, where, unlike his parents, he will have only two children, one son and one daughter. In the blotched mirror above the row of basins, he arranges, for the second time, the handkerchief in his pocket.